This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cars nowadays come equipped with virtually every bell and whistle one can think of. Collision avoidance systems, infotainment features, cameras and alarms, and interactive this's and that's, all designed to keep us safe and attract new customers, which is fine. It's great, even. Commentator Beth Titel, however, protests.
Remember the good old days when families fought with each other on vacation and not with their dashboards? But there we were in sunny Florida, cruising the highway at 62 miles per hour, when our rental car displayed a scolding message to drive at a safe speed. "Look around you," my fifth grader shouted at our sedan. "Everyone else is going faster." I frantically pressed the OK button on the steering wheel, hoping to make the safety warning disappear. But it stayed on and in my face. "We're on the highway," I yelled, modeling bad behavior in so many ways, I don't even want to go there. And people say texting is distracting. I know the car makers are trying to improve things or give buyers what they say they want, but along the way, the car has become its own backseat driver. The helicopter parent of the vehicular world, always nagging you to fill up or reminding you every 30 seconds that a right turn's coming or that there's a construction ahead and there might be a traffic jam. Some models sound chimes if a front seat passenger isn't buckled, even if that passenger is a heavy backpack. Others beep, beep, beep to warn you about a nearby obstacle, even when it's your neighbor's familiar fence. There are cars that shame owners for not driving in a fuel-efficient manner, and others that are such busybodies, they're sparking arguments between couples. I've heard about cars that require drivers to read a safety message before they start the car, every single time. And if I'm already in my car, looking out the windshield at the falling snow, do I really need the dashboard to tell me a storm's underway? Given all this, the findings of a study by J.D. Powers and Associates are not surprising. While cars have gotten better overall, the 2012 study found, complaints about audio, entertainment, and navigation systems have increased by 45% since 2006. Meanwhile, as the cars get ever bossier, here's a question. Is there a name for road rage that's turned inward toward your own vehicle?
Beth Titel is a reporter at the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth. No idea what she drives, by the way.